Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Sunday, April 14th at Keeneland. I'm Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We'll take a look at the late pick four. No stakes on the Sunday card, so we'll jump in on race six, Jim. It's a 50K claimer for three-year-olds. They'll go a mile and a 16th on the main track. Who do you like?
Well, I started doing an exacta box with Papa Yo and Yo Daddy. That makes sense, but I didn't like Papa Yo much, so... Yo Daddy's a contender on the outside for Corey Lannery and Keith DeSormo coming out of a listed stakes race at Fairgrounds. Caught a muddy track that day, but if you go back to the previous race and a 50,000 claimer this level, ran well, got beat a length and a quarter. JT's Imagination comes out of the same race there. Going to use him as well for Tyler Gaffleon. Very consistent buyers. Last two times out, 73-73. Should be good as far as consistency and in good form. Dr. Bader for Jose D'Angelo and Ired Ortiz, just because Ired Ortiz is riding the horse, moves up from a 20,000 claimer, so you would think that he may be overclassed in here, but I always put Ired on an 8-to-1 shot. And then Blown Cover for Luis Saez, probably going to be the favorite for Brad Cox. A little bit worried about the drop from 100,000 to 50, but the horse was competitive at that level two prior before he went to Oakland and just threw in a clunker. So hopefully he'll come back to form. 9-5 for Luis Saez, though, is no bargain on this one. I'm going to go four deep in the pick four. JT's Imagination, Yo Daddy, flip a coin between those two.
I ended up going to Blown Cover, like the post position for this Brad Cox trainee, and the fact that this one has some tactical speed that is always useful in these races with short stretch. JT's Imagination next. Last two were much better, and speed enough to get a good position for this one. And then Yo Daddy's the other one. I think, you know, even from the outside post, which I'm not wild about, it's Corey Lannery riding, and if anybody will find a way to get closer to the rail, it'll be this horse. Just not sure if he'll get the pace he needs to get up to win, but he'll be dangerous in here. Seventh race, first level allowance for fillies and mares, four and up on the turf at a mile and an eighth. I went to the outside. In Not a Million Years for Chad Brown. Horse ran second at a mile and an eighth last time out, and I think can navigate a trip from that spot with that longer run to the first turn. Zipadoo actually picked this horse when he won here last fall, or she won here last fall. Looked good doing it for Graham Motion, and just missed in November behind Not in a Million Years. So I think Zipadoo's a major player. High Stick coming off a layoff, but Shug McGahey barn fires here, and Jose Ortiz riding really well. They put him on High Stick. Last Call would be the other one I'd take a look at. First time for the Thomas barn, and that's an 18% hit rate, and this horse has run well on this turf course also. How'd you see race seven?
Yeah, I like Last Call in here. At 6-1 for Rosario and Thomas, ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies turf here last year, in 22 rather, and 78 buyer. Frankie Dettori rode that day and has raced against a lot better competition than most of these. 75 buyer last time out at Keeneland in October in an allowance race. So I'm going to take Last Call on top. Jonathan Thomas is a very underrated trainer. 9 in a Million Years, you got to throw him in for, or her in for Chad Brown and Ired Ortiz. Very lightly raced filly. Hadn't been out since November. Would think she'd need a race, and the 12 hole is not great, although a mile and eighth, you've probably got enough room to get there, and Ired obviously is riding very well. Texas Shuffle for Luis Saez and Jimmy Toner. Very consistent, 80-79 buyers on the turf at Gulfstream and Laurel. High Stick for Shug McGahey, coming off a maiden win at Belmont, but that was last July, so obviously has had some difficulty getting this five-year-old mare back to the races. But Shug McGahey is very decent off a layoff, and Ortiz takes the mount. And the last one I used was a horse that you mentioned, Zipadoo for Graham Motion and Johnny Velasquez, moving up from an optional 25 to an allowance race, but had run in a listed stakes before at Gulfstream. So going to go five deep here. I think this is a really interesting race and a very evenly matched.
Jim, let's go to race eight. Starter allowance at 7 furlongs for four-year-olds and up. How do you see it?
This one, I think, Mac Daddy 2. It goes through this horse for Norm Cassie. Very consistent low climb, just a neck away from two straight wins. The last one out was a $20,000 starter allowance. Had won at $20,000 claiming the race before. Plenty of early speed. Got and can get in position. Saez has ridden the horse once before at Keeneland And the horse is just in really good form for Norm Cassie. I'm going to single this horse in the pick four. I thought this was the best bet of my sequence. Pure Panic, Downtown Charlie Brown, Voodoo Zip are going to get some play in here, but I need to have a single somewhere. The two, the Gaffleon horse, Pure Panic, and Downtown Charlie Brown for Tyler Connor may upset the apple cart here, but I'm going to take a stand with Mac Daddy 2 and hope Norm Cassie keeps this horse together for one more.
I had this horse picked second. I'm going to try to beat him with a little bit of a price horse in here, Lunar Module. I like the fairground shippers in these class of races. This horse 10-1 on the morning line, but the barn does well coming off claims, and this horse has been popular at the claim box rate lately. Iran Ortiz shows up the ride. Horse has some speed, good local work over at the Churchill Downs Training Center. So I'm going to try to catch a little bit of a price here with Lunar Module over Mac Daddy 2. Pure Panic, I like off the upgrade to the jock and Tyler Gaffleon and third start off a break. I'm going to use Solidify on the fact that he's won a race here. Seven furlongs is a question mark, but the nice win here last fall, going to put him on my ticket as well. Ninth race is a second level allowance on the turf going long at 1.5 miles. 4-year-olds and up. Ohana Honor is where I landed. A 97 buyer off the layoff, and that was his best. And then four really nice works since then for the McGahee barn. Ford Relations, I think, could be dangerous. He really loves this turf course. He only shows one in the money finish, but that's because he was DQ'd in another race that he won incredibly easier. The DQ was justified, but the horse was still much the best. Coming off a layoff, dropping out of grade two, has some speed, but I think really a good finisher and loves this turf course. Calicanthus for Pletcher has some good speed, has had some a little bit of an in and outer, but seems to be ticking in to upward a bit on the buyer scale of late. And then Buoys is the other one I'm going to use for Mike Maker. This horse has run well here, and Maker has just a real knack for stretching horses out to these marathon distances, and I think Buoys could improve on that angle at a little bit of a price. So I'm going to have all four of those on my ticket. How about you?
I think I agree with all four of those plus one. I went with Ohana Honor for Sue McGahee and Flavian Pratt, but I really couldn't separate the four that you talked about, Calicanthus for Pleasure, Foreign Relations for Connor Murphy and Gaffleon. I think he's got a huge shot. I as well looked at that race where he got disqualified back in April of 23, and since then he's run really good races. Even in a grade two at Kentucky Downs, he didn't like that track much, but he's run really well everywhere else. So I think Foreign Relations has a huge shot. I like Boys for Mike Maker and Luis Saez. I'm like you, should like to stretch out. Has never been 1.5 miles, but Maker gets them ready for this meet. So Luis Saez takes them out, big move up from Gutierrez. So I think Boys has a shot at 8-1. And the one you didn't mention that I'll throw in there is He's Got Swagger for Kenny McPeak and BJ Hernandez, coming off an off-the-turf move at Churchill Downs, but going back has been extremely consistent, and Kenny's really, really good, going well right now. Finished up to Oakland really well, and is 3-for-9 early here at Keeneland. So going to throw He's Got Swagger in there to price, so going 5 deep to the pick four.
Pick four tickets, I end up with a $64 one, 3-8 with 4-7, 10-12. With 2-3-4-5, with 1-2-7-8. If you want to cut it in half, you could single Blown Cover or the very first leg. I kind of like that one a good bit. But $64 ticket for me. How about you?
I spent $50 with 3-7-8-9 with 4-5-7-10-12, singling the 3 in the 8th race, and then 1-2-7-8-11 for a total of $50.
Let's give the folks a daily double play. We'll go to race 5 for mine. I'm going to go 5-1 in the first leg there in the 5th, and then use Blown Cover and JT's Imagination, 3-8 in the 2nd. So 5-1 with 3-8. Who do you like?
I'm going to use the 8th and 9th races, the ones we just talked about, and I'm going to single the 3 horse in the 8th, the same as I picked for Mac Daddy 2. And then I'm going to use 3 horses at the last leg. I'm going to use the 1, which I think is the most likely winner, Ohana Honor, but 2 long shots, Boys at 8-1 and 11, He's Got Swagger. So maybe a $10 wheel 3 with 1-8-11, and if the 8 or 11 comes in, that will pay rather nicely, I think.
Should be a nice warm day, they say, on Sunday at Keeneland to wrap up the first full week of the spring meet. Best of luck with your plays. If you can't get out, just make sure you have some funds in that Keeneland Select account or set up an account if you haven't already. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that's the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.